Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Chris Carter of the Post-Gazette going to be joining us, or at least we're expecting that he'll be joining us soon on the Fan Hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Spent the first half of the show talking about Ben Cherington's comments on Paul Skeens, saying he's not going to trade him. The other big story in town, Art Rooney II at the owners' meetings yesterday, talking about Aaron Rodgers. This from Jeremy Fowler. Quote, Steelers president Art Rooney II, who said April 1st that the Steelers will wait not forever but a little while longer for Aaron Rodgers, delivered a similar line on his way out of Wednesday's owners' meetings. Quote, a little while longer, I'll say the same thing. End quote. Look, I want Rodgers to be the Steelers quarterback because I don't want to watch 17 games of Mason Rudolph. But you can't wait forever. You just can't. There needs to be a line in the sand. What, could he sign in the middle of the training camp? Can he sign 5 days before the season? I don't want to go all slippery slope here, but what's the line? And so here's what I will say, and I want your reaction to this at 412-928-9370. Both Art Rooney II and Mike Tomlin look fairly foolish right now. If Aaron Rodgers doesn't wind up being the Steelers quarterback, Mike Tomlin will deserve to be fired. If Aaron Rodgers retires and you start Mason Rudolph for 17 games and you wind up with a losing record, there are two men to blame. One man ain't going anywhere, Art Rooney II. The other guy absolutely will deserve to go. Shoot, if Rodgers comes in here and leads the Steelers to a losing season, and Mike Tomlin and the Steelers pined after him all offseason, doesn't Mike Tomlin deserve to lose his job? 412-928-9370. We got great beat writers covering the Steelers in this town. My personal favorite, Mark Caboli and Ray Fittipaldo, you know, they have led all of us to believe that Art Rooney II has put this decision on Mike Tomlin. Mike Tomlin's the one who wants Aaron Rodgers. And Art II's letting him go after his guy. Okay, if it doesn't work out with this guy, or this guy blows you off, doesn't Mike Tomlin then deserve to go? Like, if the backup plan is Mason Rudolph, a guy the league thinks so little of, that he's getting $4 million a season. Like, if that guy's your starting quarterback for 17 games and you wind up losing a bunch of games, if that's your plan B, doesn't Mike Tomlin deserve to go? 412-928-9370. Like, it's one thing to embarrass your fan base and to torture them by making them watch this guy play 17 games. But shouldn't there be repercussions? Shouldn't there be a sacrificial lamb? And it's not even a scapegoat. Like, if Mike Tomlin's the guy who wants Aaron Rodgers and Rodgers doesn't show up and you have a losing season, that's the head coach's fault. If Rodgers shows up and you've dragged your feet all offseason at the quarterback position because you think he's going to be a Pittsburgh Steeler, he's the guy you want, and he fails? Shouldn't that all fall on Mike Tomlin? 412-928-9370. Mike Tomlin Steelers haven't been competitive in a playoff game in 8 years. Mike Tomlin's defense gets its head caved in every single year in the postseason. And the exclamation point on a damn near decade of futility, for me anyhow, would be if Rodgers comes in and fails or Rodgers blows them off entirely. Like, a head has to roll for this. And I realize they're not going to fire him. I get it. People are already texting that in. They should have fired him already. I agree with that. I used to be a card-carrying member of the Mike Tomlin fan club. The non-losing seasons, his rhetoric, the way he inspired the team. But after the way he handled Kenny Pickett and didn't fire Matt Canada and handled the end of Ben's career, I wanted Tomlin out then. They didn't let go of the guy. But if they fail this season, and the precipice for their failure is the lack of success at the quarterback position, and Mike Tomlin's the guy who is pushing for Aaron Rodgers, then yeah, it'll be time to go. I know that this is supposed to be the stopgap year before they draft their quarterback in the future, but it's an embarrassing look for the organization that you are pining for a guy that is no longer playing at a Hall of Fame standard. A guy who's going to cause distractions by going on podcasts like Joe Rogan and going on Pat McAfee's show every week. Like, that guy is going to cause distractions, and he's not what he used to be. It's one thing if he does that and he's playing like a Hall of Famer. I think he's a significant upgrade over Rudolph. I think he's an upgrade over what they had last year, but he ain't what he used to be. So if you swing and miss on this guy, yeah, Tomlin deserves to go. It's his call. It's his decision. The owner is letting Mike Tomlin drive the ship on this. 412-928-9370. Whether he spurns him or he shows up and sucks, if this season is Mike Tomlin's first losing season, if this team should fail to qualify for the postseason, Mike Tomlin gots to go. 412-928-9370. I want your calls on this. Like, maybe Rodgers does show up and you win 10 games and it looks a lot like it has since the end of Ben Roethlisberger's career. I guess you can live with that in a stopgap season before you get your franchise quarterback. What you can't live with, I don't think, if you're Art Rooney II, is bending over backwards to make it work for a guy who either spurns you or doesn't work out. So if Mike Tomlin wants to be the guy that gets all the credit when they win, and he's the one who made that lone decision last year to go with Russell Wilson over a 4-2 Justin Fields, and he wants it known, oh, he's the guy, because they've been good, not to be confused with great. All right, it's his decision now. And if you're not even good, the head must roll. That's where I am on this now. You got Art Rooney II embarrassing himself and embarrassing the organization, saying, oh, we'll wait a little while longer. Okay. If it doesn't work out, someone has to pay a price. It can't just be, oh, Miss Scusi, we made a mistake. Rodgers wasn't very good or bad. It can't be, oh, Rodgers bailed on us. We're going with Mason Rudolph. Miss Scusi. No. You are pursuing Aaron Rodgers. He is plan A, clearly, for you. If it doesn't work out, then this finally needs to be when they show Mike Tomlin the door. 412-928-9370. You can text us, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. You can tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia, Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Your calls, texts, and tweets when we come back.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere. Applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are dietitian approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I get asked a lot by my peers and some friends, you know, who are fans and stuff like that. But I just feel like in the locker room and stuff, it's we're in when they're working, and I think that's just really what it's about at this point. And so I know that if he does sign, we're definitely gonna be really excited to have him. We know who he is. He's a Hall of Fame quarterback. He's one of the best to ever do it. And so just like I said, I think it's, I wouldn't say it's a distraction at all, but like I said, I know what we all know what type of quarterback he is and what he brings to the table. And so just like I said earlier, no matter who's back there playing quarterback for us, we're going to rally around him. It's going to be great.
Alex Highsmith on NFL Network doesn't seem like he's all that bothered by the Aaron Rodgers questions. Now, Cam Hayward was miffed when he had to discuss it earlier in the offseason on his podcast. I mean, Alex Highsmith's a pretty even-keeled guy. a really good player, a very nice man, not the kind of guy who would rock the boat, but we'll see how all of Alex's Steelers teammates react to questions about Rodgers whenever they're all there for OTAs. If Rodgers is not there, they're going to be asked about him. If Rodgers is there, they're going to be asked about him, and it could be a distraction. I said it in the last segment, if Rodgers spurns the Steelers and Mason Rudolph is your starting quarterback this year, then Mike Tomlin needs to be shown the door. I would rather watch Rodgers play football than Rudolph. I think he gives him a better chance to win. But you also can't sell your soul for someone, and you better have a better backup plan than Mason Rudolph. Mike Tomlin's driving the bus on this, and so there need to be ramifications if it doesn't work out. It's one thing to sell your soul for a 35-year-old MVP-level Aaron Rodgers. It's a little bit different when he's 42 years old, and the best I can say about him is he's an upgrade on their quarterback situation last year and an upgrade over what they have right now with Mason Rudolph. 412-928-9370. Make no mistake, though, this guy, Mike Tomlin, is making this decision. So when Art is asked about it and he says, we're going to wait a little while longer, it's because he's given Mike Tomlin the option to wait a little while longer. So if this all crashes and burns, somebody absolutely has to be held accountable. Steve in Ligonier wants to jump on and talk about this. Hi, Steve.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, man.
I want to make a comment. Not the year that Roethlisberger retired, but the year prior.
Yeah.
He was going for MVP because he was getting rid of that ball in 2 seconds or under. If Roger comes there, they got to let him do that exact same thing because he got the same wheels as the last four quarterbacks. They all got chased around. And if they think that, you know, he's just going to go in there and be throwing these 3 and 4 second rounds, that's not going to happen.
I think you're right about that, Steve. I mean, you look at what he did last year with the Jets, and thank you so much for the call. That's what he looked like. I think it's a great comparison. He looked like Ben at the end of Ben's career. Ben's getting the ball out of his hand quick, and then that got figured out. Steelers started 11-0, and the Washington football team figured him out. The Ravens figured him out when they played on a Wednesday at 5:20 because of the Ravens being short all those players due to COVID. But even then, I think that version of Ben was a better passer than any of the quarterbacks we've seen since then. And we had a caller yesterday jump on and say, I want Rudolph to start because at least then you can run the Arthur Smith offense. And I can see that point. And Rudolph's more mobile than Rodgers, so am I at 34 years old. But one thing Rodgers does that neither of those quarterbacks did last year, and neither of those quarterbacks have done really in their career, is he throws the ball over the middle of the field. That's why I think Rodgers is a better option than Rudolph. But at the same point, you still have to draw a line in the sand. Like, the guy can't walk in the middle of training camp. Like, you have to stand on principle. So I realize that might sound like I'm talking out of both sides of my mouth. Like, I understand the pursuit of Rodgers, but only to a point. Frank in Mount Washington, good morning.
Hey, how you doing? I think the coach should have been fired a long time ago. He's
yep.
not been good, you know. And I certainly agree with your opinion of that as well. And thanks for taking my call, brother.
Hey, thank you, Frank. You have a nice holiday weekend, buddy. Someone texted in, and it's not the only person who has done this. I'm wearing a suit today to celebrate Nicholas Harry Callis' return and to show you that we take this radio program very seriously. Many people have texted in, and Callis, you can let me know if you agree, that I look like Penguins general manager Kyle Dubas.
Yeah, because you got the glasses on today.
Yeah. I got the glasses. I have a little salt and pepper going on in the hair. Similar haircut. Both considered widely by people who don't actually know us that we're geniuses. We got a lot of similarities. Texter, how many days in a row can you talk about exactly the same thing? I haven't said fire Tomlin if the Rodgers thing doesn't work out. Not until today. And, hey, I hate to break it to you, when the owner of the team says, we're going to hold out a little bit longer for Aaron Rodgers, yeah, that's a talking point. When Art Rooney II says, well, we're not drawing a line in the sand, Yeah, we got to talk about it. Bob in Breckenridge. Hi, Bob.
Good morning. I was just wanting to say you're right on your statement, but let me ask you this. Just stick with me here for a second. Mike McCarthy, what's your impressions of Coach Mike McCarthy?
Good coach, probably overrated.
Okay, so good coach, but overrated.
Yeah.
To understand, that coach has been fired twice. He has more wins than him. He beat him in the Super Bowl.
Right.
And he has playoff wins more recently. So when you say not just you.
Oh, no, Bob.
Rooney is sitting back and letting him drive the shoe. Well, I'm just saying when, you know, Art Rooney II is letting him drive the ship on this,
yeah.
Right? But for Rodgers, he needs to be held accountable. Okay, who said Bruce Arians was retiring and then he went on to win the Super Bowl because he wasn't? Who forced Dick LeBeau out? Who got rid of Dick LeBeau's defense and played the most predictable defense ever because he's a defensive guru and his defense has been mediocre ever since? This is what we call mediocre Mike. And Dan Rooney has got to be rolling over in his grave watching Art II be a lawyer and not a football man. And this guy should have been fired a long time ago. But guess what? After what happens with Rodgers, Tomlin's going nowhere because he should have been fired years ago. And it's one excuse after another because you actually hear Art Rooney say, we play meaningful games in December. Can you imagine Dan Rooney being happy because they play meaningful games in December? It's a culture problem. It's one person's fault. He's too afraid to get rid of Tomlin. It's Art Rooney II.
I'm with you on all that, Bob. You're preaching to the choir, buddy. And thank you so much for the call. Even if they get Rodgers, it doesn't guarantee success. But swinging and missing on him and having to start Mason Rudolph for 17 games when you say all the time behind microphones that we're trying to be competitive and win it all every year, it's a fireable offense. Especially when you add it to the laundry list of fireable offenses. Not having a losing season, you know, it's a nice little thing. It ain't why you play the game. To win more regular season games than you lose. Mike Tomlin's got a losing playoff record. And now I'm preaching to the choir. But your stated goal every year is we're trying to win the Super Bowl. Whether you believe Rodgers gives them a chance to do that or not really is immaterial here. They think he does. They can't possibly think Mason Rudolph does. And so if for the second consecutive offseason you swing and miss on a massive upgrade at an important position, when your stated goal is we're trying to win, someone got to pay the price for that. Like, it'd be entirely different if at the owners' meetings and at the combine and at the beginning of the offseason that Omar Khan or Art Rooney II said, you know what, we're probably going to have to take a step back this year to take a step forward. And then Mason Rudolph's your starting quarterback. I think Steelers fans, some might say, damn, this sucks, a wasted year. Most Steelers fans would probably say, hey, tanking's the way to go. But their stated goal every year is we're trying to win the damn thing. If Mason Rudolph is your starting quarterback, you're not a serious organization if your stated goal is we're trying to win a championship. The league has told you what it feels about Mason Rudolph, and it's that he's a $4 million a year backup quarterback. I happen to think a good backup quarterback, but playing three games is a lot different than playing 17. We're going to win it. We're going to try to win a championship. All right, Mason Rudolph's our starting quarterback. No, you failed then, and someone has to pay the price for that. And I get full well that no one's going to get fired because they just don't fire people over there. Except for Matt Canada. He's the lone exception. But that doesn't mean that I shouldn't tell you how I feel. And how I feel is if Mason Rudolph's your starting quarterback day one because you've been pining after Aaron Rodgers all off season long and you strike out, heads got to roll. 412-928-9370. Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. We'll take your calls, texts, and tweets on this coming up next. And then I was going to talk to Chris Carter about Caleb Johnson. That guy's running his mouth, I think, in a good way. Steelers third-round pick out of Iowa. What did he say? I'll give you my reaction to it when we come back as well.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are dietitian approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I've said if Aaron Rodgers spurns the Steelers and they have a losing season, Mike Tomlin needs to go. Now, we all know that Mike Tomlin will not go, but that doesn't mean it wouldn't be deserved. You can't be a franchise that this offseason has said, oh, we're trying to win, and then you're left with Mason Rudolph as QB1. That would be the work of an unserious franchise. Agree or disagree? 412-928-9370. I mean, if they came out and said, hey, Mason's QB1, and we have faith in Mason, but we might be taking a step back this year to eventually take a step forward, I think it's different. But they want to win. They've said they want to win. If Mason Rudolph is the guy holding the bag before game one against the New York Jets, it's an unserious organization, an unserious franchise. 412-928-9370. We'll take a couple of your calls on this coming up in a minute. We've got a very special edition of Quiz Callus coming up in our next segment before Jason Mackey joins us for a full hour. Austin Bechtold was asked a question by the PM team a couple of weeks ago. He didn't know the answer to it. I'm now going to ask Harry Callus a similar question. I can't say more. I don't want to give it away for Harry. But that's coming up next. How about Caleb Johnson? Steelers third-round pick, running back out of Iowa. He recently compared himself to Derrick Henry on Steelers.com. Said he's got a Derrick Henry skill set. Then, I read yesterday, he says he thinks he could win Rookie of the Year this year. Now, I agree with that. I said that a couple of weeks ago. If Rodgers is the quarterback. If you were to get another wide receiver that's not Robert Woods, then yeah, in this scheme, with his breakaway speed, I think he'd have absolutely have a chance to win Rookie of the Year. It's going to be stiff competition. Like, I'd take Ashton Jeanty in Las Vegas as a favorite over him, but I think he'd have a shot. And I don't mind the confidence. But here's a question I'm going to talk to you about and run by Mackie coming up in the 9 o'clock hour. Najee Harris, over 4 years in Pittsburgh, rushed for 4,300 yards and 28 touchdowns. He had over 1,000 yards every season. If Caleb Johnson gives you the exact same thing, is that a successful pick in the third round? Talk to Ray Fittipaldo about that this week. Talk to Doug Whaley about that this week. Both of them said yeah, because he's not a first-round running back. I still say no. And the reason is Derrick Henry, not a first-round pick. You can find really good running backs outside of round one. And that is my expectation. That is my preferred route to finding a running back. Not signing one in free agency, not drafting one in round one. No, taking a guy on day two or day three and expecting that they turn into something better than average, which is what Najee Harris was for 4 years. I'm never going to knock Najee's durability. I'm never going to knock the fact the guy just never fumbled. But he was average. He averaged 3.9 yards per carry. And there are circumstances around that, but I just don't think he was all that good. Le'Veon Bell wasn't a first-round pick. He was a second-round pick. He was arguably, maybe not even arguably, the best running back in football for a spell here with Pittsburgh. Now, you can find really good running backs, not in round one. So if the question is, would you sign up for a Najee Harris-type career from Caleb Johnson, my answer to that would be no. We'll get Mackie's opinion on that in the 9 o'clock hour. You can weigh in on that now. Or you can fire Tomlin along with me. Dan in the car wants to chime in. Hi, Dan.
Hi, Crowley. How are you doing today?
Oh, I'm great, man. How are you?
I am great. I got two quick points. One of them for the Caleb Johnson thing you just said. I kind of agree. I think the only thing I need from him, Najee was durable and everything like that, but he was just never a threat for any big run whatsoever. Didn't have breakaway speed. I need some of that from Johnson.
With you. If he averages 3.9 yards per carry, Dan, it's a failure.
Oh, no doubt. Especially if there's no, like, I don't remember a 40-yard run from Najee Harris. So I need more of that. And then with the Rodgers thing, it's kind of impressive how he has boxed in the leadership of the organization. And when I say that, if you look at it, Rooney has made the franchise look desperate just by waiting around. Tomlin says volunteers, no hostages, yada, yada. And Rodgers has taken the Steelers hostage for a number of months. And then even Omar Khan, if you even remember when Rodgers was on McAfee, he said, well, I only need 1 year, and I don't need any more than $10 million. So if Khan gives him more than that, isn't he going to look like a dope?
100%. Because it seems like you'd be outbidding retirement. So any amount of money that you're willing to pay him is 100% more than what he would be getting by not playing football. And thank you for the call, Dan. I want to be clear on this. I'm okay with the pursuit of Rodgers, but only to a point. And like, I would have told him, you got to show up for everything. Minicamp, OTAs, training camp. That would be my line in the sand. And we are approaching that day by day now. Next week, we got OTAs. You better be here if it were me running the franchise. And I'd also have found a way to get a better plan B than Mason Rudolph if my stated goal was to win. And that is always their stated goal. 412-928-9370. We're going to quiz Callis. The return of our popular segment coming up next. We talked to Craig about this. He monitors the stream numbers, our ratings. The Quiz Callis segment has been our highest rated segment going back like 5-6 months. It's the return of Quiz Callis. When we come back. Oh God, we've waited so long to play this game. Super popular. We ask Callis sports questions, and he gets all the answers wrong, and then we point and laugh, and he's a really good sport about it. And hey, I feel bad doing it, but the ratings are great.
I could test that. all but two quizzes that I've been given, I've gotten more than half right.
Yeah, but some of the questions you got wrong were embarrassing.
I didn't know where, what is it, the Carolina Panthers play in North Carolina. Now I know that.
Yeah, you have used this as an opportunity to learn.
Penn State's in the Big Ten. Knew that.
See,
I knew West Virginia's in the Big 12. I got that one right at the time because West Virginia's terrible.
Hey.
Sweet Caroline.
50-minute mark on the Fan is brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19 in Peters Township. Figured we could do this a little bit different today. Obviously, no Bostic, no Doran. Doran will be back with us on Tuesday. So it's just me and you, buddy. But let's get Austin Bechtold involved in the fray. Austin had a tough time on the PM show a couple of weeks ago. He was asked a bunch of trivia questions, came up empty.
Can you name five players on the 79 Pirates?
Probably. Get the easy one
Let's
first.
Let's go with
here,
Stargell.
Okay. Parker.
Yep.
Bill Madlock.
Nope.
That was 71.
Come on.
Starting pitchers on those teams, I'm trying to think.
This is unbelievable.
Yeah, this is unbelievable, huh? Why did I put myself on the spot like this when I thought I easily could know it? I keep thinking of the 71 lineup now.
Oh, because he's got such a depth of knowledge.
Yeah, why does this...
On 71.
Well, hold on. I'm going to throw him a left
here. Sanguin!
Sanguin was 71.
So, actually...
Can I weigh in? Because like,
no, real quick here. Because I'm going to ask you that question. And I'll give you the freebie here. Sanguin played 56 games in 1979. Sanguin was on that team. Bechtold actually named four Pirates that were on the 79 Pirates. But he was unable to name five. I'm going position by position with one Harry Callis today. Callis, we never ask him about baseball. We ask him about college sports. We ask him about football. We ask him about all kind of weird geography stuff. We have stayed away from baseball because Harry's wheelhouse is baseball. Harry is something of a baseball historian, a Pirates historian, a Yankees historian. And I'm not going to say he can definitely name the 1979 Pirates position by position, but I think he can name more than five. And I'm going to give him the opportunity here actually to get a win because he's probably going to lose the Green Tree Council race. That's still up in the air. He's two votes down, and there's still three provisional votes to go. Let's give our guy a chance for a win today and embarrass Austin Bechtold, city limits in the process. Are you ready?
Yes.
All right. Who started the most games at catcher for the 1979 World Series champion Pittsburgh Pirates?
See, I would have said Sanguin, and I honestly don't know.
All right, maybe I gave you too much credit. Ed Ott, 7 homers, 51 ribbies, OPS of 699. Not great, but he started 117 games. All right, first base.
Willie Stargell.
All right, there we go. That was a freebie.
We're on the board.
That was a freebie. That was even a freebie for Bechtold. All right, second baseman. You got no shot.
Gardner. Phil Gardner.
I'm going to give it to you. Scrap iron. Utility man. Played 150 games. All right, so you got two. All right. Rennie Stennett played 108 games at second base for the Pirates in 1979. Shortstop.
I have no clue. Hannes Wagner.
Tim Foley. All right, third base I feel like you should get.
I mean, I want to say Bill Madlock, but I know Bill Robinson also played a bunch.
Oh, my God. There's two names right there. Bill Madlock, 85 games at third. Bill Robinson played left field. But, yeah, he got some time there as well. All right, so you got four. You only got to get two more to beat Austin Bechtold, and I think there's one freebie in the lineup, and then I think pitching-wise, it's pretty simple from here. All right, center fielder.
Oh, it's Omar Moreno.
Let's go! Yes! Right fielder.
Dave Parker.
Ah, Cobra. 6 out of 9 ain't bad, pal.
Let's go!
6 out of 9 ain't bad. Can you name any pitchers?
Burt Blyleven.
Let's go!
Grant Jackson.
Grant Jackson?
Yeah. Kent Tekulve.
I mean, you wiped the floor with him.
I actually met Grant Jackson when I was little. He was at a Pirates camp. So, I mean, I have a lot of respect for him.
Nice how about the guy that did LSD?
I heard a bunch, weren't there? Candelaria was on the team.
Doc Ellis.
Doc Ellis.
How about Teak? Did you say Tekulve?
I said Kent Tekulve. I just said
okay, good, good, good. All right, well, it doesn't matter. It's all gravy now. You have destroyed Austin Bechtold in naming 1979 Pittsburgh Pirates. I am delighted. You might lose the election, but you're going to win in the battle of producers. You know they're throwing you guys through a like producer Olympics at the Five Alarm Marathon, right?
I'm actually thrilled about that. And that's another thing that I missed that I was upset about because holy I was cow. Listening to that segment with Austin the one day, and I was like, huh.
I would like to think that because of that segment, you went back and did a little homework, and I would like to think, and I believe that this is the case, that Austin Bechtold has gone back and looked to get a better understanding of some history.
Well, I was saying, too, like, they were asking about JT Thomas, and I met him once, and he's a nice guy. How do you not know who that guy is? I'm just saying, I interviewed him once at a charity event, so.
People are blowing up the text line. Just thrilled with you. I've never been more proud. I mean, you blew that out of the water. All right, Harry, it's good to have you back, pal, in your full-time capacity. All right, Jason Mackey's going to join us for a full hour coming up next. We'll start with Ben Cherington's comments on Paul Skeens. First, though, fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. High today of 55, which is ooh, but we've been playing the jersey number game. I said 55, Sergei Gonchar. Also, John Kolb. You know who John Kolb is?
Yeah, offensive lineman.
Let's go! Harry's never been better. Let's go!
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner, and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds!
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.